Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Along with producer Rosemary Brandt, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, the 4th of February, 2014. We're live at 12:04 to 1 each weekday on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, where we stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we have podcasts exclusively for you on the Buckmaster Show website, available 24/7. We'll get things going with a newsmaker interview with Will Humble. Mr. Humble, the director of the Arizona Department of Health, will give us an update on Arizona's flu outbreak. 20 minutes past the hour, our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. We'll find out from Shelley if there's finally some good news out of the Wall Street market today. 30 minutes past the hour, Dr. Ray Woosley joins us for our monthly Your Meds segment, and then we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report with Margaret Regan. She is the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly. The Buckmaster Show Live line is available for you anytime during the hour at 790-2040, and we also invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show, just visit Bill Buckmaster on Facebook. Let's welcome now Will Humble to the Buckmaster Show. Director Humble, how are you today?
Good afternoon. Doing fine.
Have you avoided getting the flu?
Of course, because I got vaccinated in October.
Although I keep seeing on Facebook people reporting they have the flu, even though they received a flu shot. They say it's not as bad because they got the flu shot, but what are the chances you can still get the flu if you get a flu shot?
Well, let's start at the beginning. See, what the vaccine is for is really a specific flu virus called influenza. And it's really good at preventing you from getting influenza. But there are lots of other viruses that are going around in the wintertime, especially, including right now. So, you know, if somebody has vomiting and diarrhea and a fever, and they weren't vaccinated, it could be influenza or it could be something else. If someone had been vaccinated and got sick anyway, chances are it's not influenza, but that doesn't matter, I guess, if you're sick, what you call it. But there's all kinds of viruses circulating. The advantage we have with influenza is that we've got a great vaccine that if you get it, you're very unlikely to actually get a case of the flu or that influenza strain.
Give us an overview, Will, on the extent of this winter's flu outbreak.
It was really quiet in October, November, even December was really quiet. And then when we got to January, we saw a huge increase in the number of cases starting mid-month. And here we are at the beginning of February, and it's really peaking. So you don't have to listen to our epidemiologists or the disease detectives that we have or your counties. If you could just listen to the folks at work or people that you know from the community, and they'll all tell you how many people are out ill. And many of those have influenza, but some of them have other viruses that are making them equally miserable.
And the most common flu strain, I understand, that is circulating this time around is that H1N1, the one that caused really a worldwide pandemic a couple of years ago. That was 2009.
Yeah, the dominant strain this year is the H1N1. Interestingly, last year, the dominant strain that was going around was the H3N2 influenza strain. So this year is a little bit different. It's kind of a throwback to October of 2009. With the H1N1 virus and some other B strains and others that are going on out there. But the take-home message is that the vaccine that's at your local drugstore or doctor's office is a perfect match for the influenza strains that are going around Arizona. So, you know, and that's not the case some years. Some years we have a new variant that comes out of left field this time of year and people get sick, and even though they've been vaccinated, you know, it didn't protect them. But this year, the vaccine is a perfect match for the strains going around. So get out there and get your influenza shot if you haven't done it yet. But hurry, it's maybe too late.
Will Humble is with us. He is the state health director. Interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal last week, why some flu viruses may be more contagious. And according to this report that was in Clinical Microbiology and Infection magazine, it's that one we've been talking about, the H1N1 influenza virus, lingered longer on subjects' fingers, up to a half an hour. So, boy, that really makes a case, doesn't it, for washing your hands?
Well, you know, they've known that for, I know this is a brand new journal,
yeah.
But folks have known that you spread influenza via your hands for 100 years, and that hasn't changed. But, you know, it is such a simple thing that folks can do, you know, and so I was just admonishing one of my kids this morning for washing it. He just puts his hand under the sink for a second and uses a dab of soap and calls it hand washing. That's not hand washing. You got to scrub.
For how long?
Well, I used to inspect restaurants, and what we used to tell the workers there was to sing the happy birthday song.
Okay.
By the time you're done, that's enough.
I want to quickly switch here to, and by the way, it is, if you do get the flu shot, it will take a couple of weeks, right? Is that the usual?
Yeah, once you get the vaccine, your antibody titer, that's what actually protects you, kicks in and is going pretty good after a couple of weeks. So if you get the vaccine, it's not going to help you tomorrow or the next day, but if you're not exposed in the next 10 days or so, it'll help a lot.
This report that came out, Arizona, more than 43,000 medical marijuana patients smoked, ate, or consumed in some manner close to 3 tons of the weed last year. Oh, my goodness.
That's from dispensaries. That doesn't even count what people grew at their own home before the dispensaries were up and running. Because a lot of people are still growing in parts of 2013 because people are authorized to go 12 of their own plants if they live further than 25 miles from a dispensary. So nowadays, very few people live further away than 25 miles from a dispensary. So we're cutting a lot of the homegrown aspect of the program out as we speak. But that's a lot of marijuana amongst those patients, isn't it?
Are there some changes that you're recommending to tighten up the program?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because we're planning to post some rules up on our website to modify some of our regulations sometime tomorrow, and we're going to be changing. Number one, we had to do the rulemaking because we lost a case in Superior Court up here in Maricopa County, and we had to make some revisions to some of the dispensary regulations. But we're taking this opportunity to make some additional modifications. So one thing that you'll see in the regulations, proposed regulations that we put out tomorrow, is some more very defined standards for deliveries, because one of the issues we've had is that a couple of dispensaries have believed that they could send one of their staff out to, say, a parking lot or something like that with a laptop and a kilo and sell from there and log in through their dispensary login, which is not the intent of the law. It's supposed to be happening on site. So we're going to clarify some of our delivery regulations and that kind of stuff in this new set of regulations that'll come out tomorrow. And on the other side of it, we're going to, right now, folks that are on food stamps qualify for a 50% discount on our licensing fees for the cards. And we're going to be extending that, or proposing to extend that, to seniors and veterans, et cetera. So there's a lot more changes than that, but we don't have that much time.
And do you have to get legislative approval to make these changes, or how much power do you have as state health director in this regard?
So the best way I could explain that is the voter-approved statute is essentially the skeleton for the law. So that's the structural construct. But the statute gave us the regulatory authority to sort of put the muscle and skin and bones on, excuse me, the muscle and the skin and so forth on the law. And that's what these regulations are. So we have to stay true to the structure that was given to us by the voters, but we do have a fair amount of discretion in terms of the regulations that we can put forward. Not full discretion. So I guess the short answer to that question is, we've made changes where we are authorized to make changes, but there's other things that we can't change, like the qualifying conditions, the 25-mile regulation for self-grow. There's a host of things we cannot change. So everything that you'll see in the proposed new regulations tomorrow are areas where we believe we have the authority to make those decisions.
I know you were interviewed about this famous actor who the heroin overdose. Unfortunately, those heroin overdoses are far too common, aren't they?
Well, we had 100 last year in Arizona in 2013. So 100 people died from a heroin overdose in Arizona last year. And, you know, one of the things about heroin is that it's incredibly addictive. One of the things I learned after the actor died, I went online and did a little bit of research, and I found out that of the people that try heroin, 23% will become addicted. So think about how addictive that drug is, and so that's one of the things that makes it dangerous. And the other thing is that, you know, it's a street drug, and it comes in different strengths. And if you are somebody who's addicted to heroin, you might be used to a certain concentration of heroin, and suddenly you get a different kind of heroin that's more potent. You don't have to make very much of a mistake to kill yourself. Basically, yeah. Your brain stops telling your body to breathe and you suffocate.
What a tragedy. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Oscar winner, and he was a terrific actor. Anyway, Will Humble, thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us, and stay healthy, okay?
All right, take you. Bye.
Thank you. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends Moncada Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Chris Moncada and his team ready to do all your interior painting, drywall repair, fantastic carpenters, and insurance restoration. 520-390-2247. Also on the web, Moncada, M-O-N-C-A-D-A construction.com. And yes, they welcome credit cards. Be right back. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry.
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold, and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Shelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we welcome the man himself, Shelly Fishman, who is on the Buckmaster Show live line. He's at an investors meeting up in Phoenix. Shelly, how are you today?
Bill, I'm very well, and so is the market, and so we're happier today than we were yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. A lot of people were, I think, ready to hit the old panic button yesterday. That one was not a good sight, but things recovering a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. We're up about 70 points today. We're down about 5.5-6% for the year. Technically, that's not a correction, and you know, we're due for a correction. I think maybe what we're going to find is that this correction is coming earlier in the year rather than later. And you know, last week you and I talked about my idea that this wasn't the correction that was going to finally, you know, get things back on a more reasonable track. And maybe I'm going to back off from that a little bit and think that this could be the correction. And if it is coming in the beginning of the year, then I think we'll see lower volatility throughout the rest of the year. So the signals will be that we get volatility over the next couple of weeks, but it's mostly on the downside. And if that's the case, then I think mid February, maybe early March, things will clear up and we'll get on a more even keel for the rest of the year.
Shelly, this started out in January. It seems like people just starting to take profits, but now it's turned into something else then, hasn't it?
Well, it is a lot of adjustments, and it is a lot of profit. I mean, we had a year last year where, you know, equities were up 30 and in some cases more than that. And so what happens is people get concerned over the fact that they couldn't take their profits at the end of 2013 because of the likelihood that they couldn't offset it with losses, so there were tax consequences. So what people are doing this year, especially the large investors, is they're taking some of their profits off the table now, and then gonna see how the year plays out in terms of how they can offset those profits. And having a full 12 months to do it is actually, for a large portfolio manager, that's a kind of a reassuring thing.
Shelly Fishman with a certified financial planner. It is our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelly, what areas of the market are still quite strong, in your opinion?
Well, one of the areas that has been recovering throughout this market correction has been the bond market, has been fixed income. We're seeing continued recovery in municipal bond funds, municipal bonds. We're seeing steadiness, don't ask me why, in treasuries. And we're also seeing nice recovery in the high-yield bond fund. So the stuff that really took a beating last year for the first time in almost two decades seems to be holding steady or improving during this equity market downturn. And that's very reassuring to me and a lot of my clients.
Whenever there's a day like yesterday, over 300 points down, I'm sure you get very nervous. You don't particularly get nervous, but I know that the people you represent do get very nervous. And what do you tell them when they call? And some of them may be ready to hit that old panic button.
Well, the first thing I normally say is don't hit the panic button because, you know, greed and fear are two ends of that ruler. And when either one of those things kicks in, it gets you off your goal. It gets you thinking not about the longer-term goal or even your short-term goal. It gets you thinking irrationally, or non-rationally is a better word. And when you're thinking non-rationally and you're ready to make decisions based upon your gut rather than around the discussions you've had with your financial planner and the goals that you've set, based around getting jerked around, on a day or even a week or two's performance, you're going to make mistakes. And, the best way I can describe that is to say, if you take a look at the past 40 or 50 or 60 years, the U.S. market performance is, depending upon how you measure it, between 10 and 12% a year annualized. Now, that's not to say you get that every year, but over that period of time. The average U.S. investor, their performance has been 3%. And the reason is they're reacting to market swings when they shouldn't be reacting to market swings. So what's most important is to call your advisor. Don't be hesitant. Don't be afraid to speak to him. Tell him or her what you're thinking and feeling, and then kind of revisit the discussion you had about your goals, about what your expectations are, and really talk about whether what happened yesterday is a bump in the road or something that represents a fundamental change in the economy or in the market. If it's a fundamental change, you might want to, take some action. If it's just a bump in the road, you swallow hard, go home, have a drink.
This is the first time we've had a correction, I believe, since 2011. Is that about normal, 3 years?
It's actually longer than normal, and even in 2011, it was very short-lived. We've had a pretty steady recovery now since the low point in March of 2009. This bull has been running and running and running, and the question is, does the bull market have more to go? Most of the analysts, most of the advisors, most of the people I speak with say, yeah, but it's going to slow down, stop off the water trough, rehydrate and keep going.
The feeling still among your people that you represent that you'll be going on the plus side for the end of the year at what, 5-6%?
No, probably closer to 10 is the consensus view. I'm in the 8-10% range myself, but the more aggressive forecasters are saying 12-14. The typically conservative forecasters like LPL are saying 10-12. I'm thinking 8-10, but it's definitely on the upside. Of course, we're all looking at our crystal balls. We're all looking at history and trying to predict what's going to happen in the future based upon past performance. And my recorded announcement should be and has to be past performance is no indicator of what the future will hold with any degree of certainty.
Okay, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. What's a good way to get a hold of you, Shelley?
Go to your site. Go to the Buckmaster Show site and get the link to me, and that'll get the user to my site, and then just leave me a message or just call me at 940-0884, and I'll get right back to you.
Thank you very much, Shelley. Have a safe trip back to Tucson. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu.
This is exactly how you found him. Mr. Arp, would you mind if Dr. Watson has a look at him?
Not at all.
Thank you.
One of the lumbar vertebrae, the third vertebrae.
Thank you. Simple as ABC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not all things are as easy as ABC, but there are many ailments that can be treated with chiropractic care. Hi, this is Dr. Watson with Chiropractic USA. Did you know that chiropractic care can help with migraine headaches and high blood pressure? With natural chiropractic care, we go to the root cause of your headaches and high blood pressure without the side effects of other costly treatments. At Chiropractic USA, we can also help with dizziness and equilibrium problems because 85% of the nerves that help us adapt to our environment are behind your neck at the base of the skull. If you want a natural alternative to your health challenges, call Chiropractic USA for an appointment at 818-7788. In most cases, referrals are not needed unless you're a VA veteran. Chiropractic USA for the well-adjusted life. 818-7788.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon. It's time for our monthly segment. We do it the first Tuesday of every month on the Buckmaster Show. Really, it's about taking control of your medication, how to control your health care. We call it Your Meds, and our segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley, former U of A College of Medicine Dean and founder and now President Emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest venture, the creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. We invite everyone to visit crediblemeds.org today. And if you have any questions about your medication, we would love to hear from you at 790-2040, 790-2040. Dr. Woosley, good to see you.
You too, Bill. Good to be here.
One of the nice things on the Credible Meds website is something you call My Medicines Forum. People can pretty much put in there all the meds they're taking, and they can get some advice on perhaps information that they should know about interactions.
Exactly. One of the biggest challenges in practicing medicine or pharmacy today is to know what the patient's really taking. So patients have to get involved. We created a site that you can go on. It's easy to fill out. It actually helps you spell the words, which is often a challenge.
Yeah.
And keep that list. Keep a copy in your wallet in case you're in an accident. You can actually email that form to your doctor or pharmacist ahead of time. And it checks to see if some of the medicines you're taking could be harmful for you. And then later, it will alert you if one of those medicines, something new is found about those medicines. So we think it's the way patients need to take control of their health care. They need to be informed about their medicines. And first thing is, and also it asks you questions like what dietary supplements, what vitamins, what hormones you might be taking, because those can be just as important as the prescription drugs.
And so many times people are seeing multiple doctors, getting multiple prescriptions, and one hand doesn't recognize what the other hand is doing.
Absolutely. And you go to two or three different pharmacies, there's no one central record. So their efforts to catch drug interactions that could be harmful are impossible when they don't have a complete record. And that's why we recommend you go to the website, fill it out, print it, take it to your pharmacist, and have them make it part of your record.
And again, it is crediblemeds.org. And again, just like Shelley said, people go into the Buckmaster Show website, they can get a link to Shelley. Well, we have a link to crediblemeds.org very conveniently on the buckmastershow.com website, which is the exclusive place for people also to hear podcasts of all of our programs. So it makes it very easy.
Exactly. And we get a lot of really good questions through that website. So thank you for maintaining that for us.
Talk about this. Food and Drug Administration, there's a latest warning out about possible heart attacks and strokes from folks who are looking, I guess, Dr. Woosley, to boost testosterone levels? Is that what this is about?
Right. The pharmaceutical industry has now a track record of creating new illnesses, and this one's called low T or low testosterone. And if you watch the news and you don't zip through your commercials, you see it all the time with products like Axiron or Androgel. These are testosterone creams that you apply, and they're approved by the FDA for specific illnesses where you have low testosterone. But they're being promoted and being used for virility, build muscle mass. A lot of athletes are using these, and also dietary supplements contain testosterone. I mean, it's a hormone that is the male hormone. And we know that males have more heart attacks than females. So it makes perfect sense that if you apply or you take these testosterone products, you might have more heart attacks. And last week, two studies were published in the AMA journal, and they both showed increased heart attacks, stroke, and death in the first 90 days after people started taking these. Now, it may be other factors are involved, so the FDA is evaluating these data to see, but it just makes a lot of sense. It's consistent with what we know about these hormones. The FDA and I would certainly encourage people, don't just treat a low T. If you have the symptoms of low testosterone, which are not very common.
What are they, by the way?
Well, the main thing is weakness. These are hormonal, usually inherited disorders associated with chemotherapy, where you don't build muscle mass. You have wasting of the muscles.
But the ads would indicate that just because you're over 50 that you've got low testosterone.
Exactly.
They promise that this is a natural thing and you got to boost up the T.
Right. But the FDA approval is only for illnesses that cause low testosterone and cause symptoms. If you want to get a medicine and you want to just take it because of increased virility, sexual enhancement, those kind of things, that's what's being done. But you need to know the risk. The risk is possibility of heart attacks. We know, no doubt about it, the most common side effects are increased prostate size, an increased PSA. It may be that that is a symptom that's telling you you're going to have increased prostate cancer, liver jaundice. One of the biggest is roid rage. And every athlete that knows somebody taking male hormones will tell you that those people are aggressive, they're hostile, and many of them actually have decreased libido. So,
but these are real angry men.
Angry men, and it's a serious problem. A good friend of mine had this exact same thing happen. They have major mental complications from taking male hormone supplements.
And there are hundreds of dietary supplements with testosterone, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And
is it on the label?
Well, sometimes it's on the label, sometimes it's not. They just talk about, take this for sexual health. Mm-hmm. That's the most common thing. And you'll see, I'll tell people that if you see on the label that it says these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness, which is in tiny font, that means that the manufacturer is sidestepping the FDA. They're saying this is a food, it's not a drug. And it's not regulated by the FDA, and that means it can contain many things that could be harmful.
And that, in many ways, I guess, lets them off the hook legally by putting,
exactly,
as you say, in very small letters on the bottle. It kind of gets them, gives them some legal protection.
Exactly. And that's a shame because people don't see that. They think it's being sold in the GNC store or Walgreens, and therefore it must be okay and FDA regulated. But it isn't. These products have not been regulated by the FDA.
Dr. Ray Woosley of CredibleMeds.org, and we also want to recommend people go to CredibleMeds.org. There would be information about these supplements that they get through CredibleMeds.org.
Indeed.
Okay, and also the My Medicines Forum will be available on crediblemeds.org. Dr. Woosley, thank you. It's always a pleasure. We will look forward to your next visit with us the first Tuesday of the month, and we look forward to it.
Same here.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Ray Woosley of crediblemeds.org. Coming up next on the Buckmaster Show, we will have our every other Tuesday Arts Report with Margaret Regan. That's coming up on the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Keith from American Openings. You've heard me talk about our replacement windows. Now listen to what some of our customers have to say.
Before we had the windows replaced, we could barely see out of them.
My windows were single pane, costing me more money and energy.
We called American Openings. They came out, measured all of our windows. There weren't going to be any gimmicks, no big surprises at the end.
He told us about the warranty and the process of the work.
When they said they'd guarantee it for life, I was sold. It was definitely a seamless scheduling process.
They installed these in one day, and I didn't think it was possible.
There was no drywall damage. There was no stucco damage on the outside of our home. No problems whatsoever with any of the custom orders that we needed done.
Everything went super smooth, and they did not have to go in and restucco anything.
They said what they were going to do, and they did it.
They really improved the looks of my home. I love them.
The choice for replacing your windows is clear. American Openings, Arizona's window manufacturer, 664-1202, or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the every other Tuesday Arts Report with Margaret Regan on Buckmaster is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater presenting Grammy-nominated Gordon Lightfoot, Friday, February 7th. That's this Friday, known for mixing intricate guitar melodies, rich vocals, and powerful lyrics, Lightfoot has a vast catalog of hits, including For Loving Me, If You Could Read My Mind, Sundown, and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And on February 13th, the multi-platinum country music quartet Lone Star takes the Fox stage. Lone Star boasts 10 number one country hits, including No News, Come Crying to Me, My Front Porch, Looking In, and Amazed. For tickets to see Gordon Lightfoot this Friday and Lone Star on February 13th, visit foxtucson.com or call 547-3040. Let's welcome now the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly, Margaret Regan. Margaret, how are you?
Great, Bill. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Gordon Lightfoot coming to town. Boy, he had some great hits, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
You did something a little different for the Weekly this week.
Yeah, I did. It's a visual arts piece, but it's about a show at Flux Gallery, a new little place near 4th Avenue. It's called Lens on the Land, Rosemont, What's at Stake? And this is a show filled with 49 of the most beautiful photos I've ever seen. So I decided I would stage the piece as kind of a photo gallery, which means I only wrote a little bit and let the pictures tell the story. And the story they tell is just how beautiful the land is where the Rosemont Mine would go in. In my story, I just said it was a place of heartbreaking beauty. I have this one shot in the in my gallery. It's called Rosemont Site Looking East by a photographer named Gooch Goodwin. It's just one of these classic sweeping western vistas with long views of the sky and the land. Just gorgeous, rich territory. And, you know, this open pit copper mine would be a giant hole in that landscape. Think of it, 1 mile wide and 3,000 feet deep, you know, carved into this pristine landscape. So I think it behooves us to see, apart from all the economic issues, and there are very good arguments against it economically, but the aesthetic issues, you know, the beauty that we have now that would be lost.
Really are some beautiful photographs. I have the one in front of me, that one you said, Rosemont site looking east, and the shot also of hiking in the Rosemont area. There's also a really beautiful picture called Stock Tank in the National Conservation Area.
Right, beautiful. And as you can see, that's full of water, and of course a mine is going to have tremendous impact on the watershed here, which is why Pima County has opposed it, you know, for very good reasons.
Yeah.
Water is something that we depend on, of course, you know, that's life itself.
They have really been against the mine since day one, and I think there's a vote that's being taken today regarding Rosemont. We'll be having more on that later in the week. But the public still is very much divided over Rosemont, but whether you like Rosemont or don't like it, I do think this gallery is worth taking a look at. These are really beautiful photographs.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's 30 different photographers, 49 photos, gathered by a couple of young guys who care passionately about what's going on there.
How about theater? What do we have going on?
Well, we have the last weekend of Boom at Winding Road Theater Company. And I don't usually talk with you about things that are closing up, just opening, but Scott Skinner in the Weekly gave it such a rave. I thought I'd give people a reminder there's still a chance to see it. He said it could be called a quirky doomsday comedy, except that it's so much more than that. It's expansive. It's a stunner. It's all about the meaning of life, and it's all based on an internet date. And this couple, when they're going on their internet date, turns out the world ends except for them, and it's their duty to repopulate the Earth. So it's funny, but it's serious. And he said, yeah, this is Winding Road Theater Company, which is a small, fairly new, couple years theater company in town. And he calls them increasingly essential, an increasingly essential troupe to our local culture.
What is the venue, Margaret?
It's at the Cabaret Theater. Okay. At the Temple of Music and Art.
Okay, and that will be closing on Sunday.
Yeah.
Any other theater that we should mention?
Yeah, well, opening up at Invisible Theater, they open on Wednesday night, so this is a fun revenge thriller called Dead Guilty, and the plot is one that you can figure out somewhat. A husband dies of a heart attack at the wheel of his car, and his passenger is a woman, not his wife.
Oh, boy.
Who survives. So I guess it's just one of these kind of psychological dramas with the real wife showing up and the dead husband and this lover, you know. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Theater is something you're very passionate about, and it looks like this is really going to be an outstanding performance at Centennial Hall this Thursday night.
Right, the Cedar Lake Contemporary Ballet Dance Company. Now, this is one of these, you know, there are many of these companies now. They're doing what we call contemporary ballet. They're influenced by modern. They're not doing, you know, the familiar repertory that we think of as ballet, you know, the 19th century romantic ballets. They're doing new modern work, but using, you know, the ballet medium. And this group sounds really great. They're based in New York, but this program is quite interesting because they're doing three works all by international choreographers. So we get to see what's happening abroad. I'm especially interested in this guy out of Israel. Hofesh Schechter is the name of the choreographer. They've brought Israeli groups to Tucson before, and they are doing some really interesting dance, so this should be fun.
New York Times calls Cedar Lake Contemporary Ballet possibly the country's most innovative ballet troupe, so this should be something. That's pretty quite a billing for them.
Right, yeah, so, and I believe that's Thursday night. Yeah, just to make a note, that's this Thursday, February 6th. Unusual, usually those shows are on Saturday night, so people ought to know that.
Thursday at Centennial. And classical music, we have quite a few offerings.
Yes, we do. We are now in week two of the three-week Tucson Desert Song Festival, which is an amazing production. Most of the local classical music institutions, organizations are participating in this thing. Like we have the Tucson Symphony Orchestra, the Tucson Chamber Artists, the Arizona Friends of Chamber Music, and they're performing, bringing in big stars who are singers, you know, because this is a song festival. And I will tell you, there's a French tweak to it. It's all about French chanson. So if you go to some of these shows, you're going to be hearing a lot of French sung, which should be a lot of fun. Now, this week, I mean, you know, there are, if you go to their website, there are about 5 or 10 concerts every single week. This week, there's an interesting one, the Tucson Guitar Society on Thursday night at the U of A. It's going to be a special recital of love songs, so that's quite seasonal. And, of course, there'll be a soprano and a guitarist, because that's what the Guitar Society does. The Tucson Symphony Orchestra, this weekend, in one of their regular shows, is having an acclaimed soprano coming to sing with them. Jennifer Johnson Kano, and she's singing songs in French by Berlioz and Ravel. So
quite a lineup.
Quite a lineup. And then, you know, the other thing that's great about this song festival is there are lots of master classes, because as you know, we have a lot of very serious music students in this town going to the U of A, which has an excellent school of music and graduate school. So they're doing so much in the community, too. There are lectures, classes, and then all these concerts.
Tucson Desert Song Festival. Is this a new festival, or is this...
Well, we're just in the second year. It started last year, and... you know, people mostly, you know, most of the organizations were willing to participate. I mean, I think the idea is this is a beautiful time of year to get people to come here. We have a lot of music in town. You know, we also have the Gem Show going
on.
Of
course.
Give people something to do, you know, if they're interested in classical music at night also. And I have to give a little plug for Ballet Tucson. They're closing the whole thing. That's a couple weeks from now. They're doing a ballet with one of the visiting singers, so that will be fun too.
Margaret Regan, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Bill.
The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Engelbert Humperdinck. On February 11th, Humperdinck's remarkable voice and extraordinary appeal has endeared him to millions of fans around the world. His recordings and chart-topping hits such as Please Release Me After Loving You, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, and Quando, Quando, Quando have resulted in 63 gold and 24 platinum records and 4 Grammy Awards. See Engelbert Humperdinck, the King of Romance at Fox Tucson Theater, February 11th, perfect for Valentine's Day. Purchase tickets to Gordon Lightfoot, February 7th, Mr. Humperdinck, February 11th, and Lone Star, February 13th at foxtucson.com. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. And the folks over in Silver City want you to check out the Chocolate Fantasia, Once Upon a Chocolate. This is their big annual pre-Valentine's Day chocolate extravaganza. That's coming up Saturday, all day Saturday, February 8th, in historic downtown Silver City, only three and a half hours east of Tucson. Sounds like it's going to be a great time over there. You can find out more at southwestnewmexico.org with a full listing of great places to stay, like Cottage of Whispering Canyon. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show presented, and thank you, Culligan. They give us all the better water, pure and simple. Thank you, Culligan, for supplying all of the Buckmaster Show guests with bottled water. Rose is having a pretty good laugh about my little tongue twisting there, but it happens. All right, that's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.